That one is gone. Absolute moonshot.
The right fielder going back over his shoulder, and it's gone. The grand slam. Valley Catholic just broke this open with one swing.
Line through the middle and jumping snow cone grab by Jacobson. What a play by the shortstop.
From the first pop of the net and crack of the bat, the Talk of the Parkland is your home for America's pastime.
This one's hit hard, and it's going to stay in fair territory, and it's going to hop over the third baseman. One run's going to come in to score.
Lifted high in the air, down the line, and Ziegler makes an amazing diving grab. Wow! Every time we see an amazing play in the field, someone on either side just has a play to one-up it.
In line drive right back up the middle, Farmington takes the lead. Coming in to score is Connor Yorty. And it's now 5-4 Farmington, bottom of the sixth.
Miller dives headfirst into home in celebration in North County in seven innings. Walks off, they're going to the chip.
Wow, that's all you can say. Just wow.
Tune in to AM800 KREI throughout the season. Go online at MIMOinfo.com and follow us at MIMOInfoSports on Twitter. Now we send you to the field for play-by-play of all the action.
Glad to have you with us this afternoon. Hello there, I'm Matt Greenwood, joined by Greg Armbruster. We're at the Potosi Sports Complex. It is the third place matchup in the MAAA Conference Tournament, softball tournament. Valley Catholic and Arcadia Valley getting set to duel. Arcadia Valley taking a 19-9 loss yesterday against Kingston in our first game on the air. Valley Catholic losing to Bismarck in our second game, 10-3. And so these two teams find themselves in the third place game. Coach Kurt Bosler and the Warriors 9-7 entering the contest. Arcadia Valley 0-12 as this is the final game of the MAAA Conference Tournament for both these sides. We look forward to speaking to the head coaches for both sides. We'll begin with Arcadia Valley's coach Jen Sutton, followed by Kurt Bosler of the Valley Catholic Warriors. All that coming up in the next 10 minutes on AM800 KREI.
Ford has the highest owner loyalty of any auto brand. And here at Reuther Ford, we make it our priority to give you the sweetest deal ever on your new Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, we have the biggest rebates of 2017 on Ford's hottest selling lineup. Get up to a $4,000 rebate on new 2017 Ford Fusions and $3,500 on new Focuses and Mustangs. And up to $4,000 in discounts on new 2017 Fiestas. And speaking of big rebates, the Expeditions have up to $7,500 in rebates. And if you're in the market for a new 2017 F-150, at Reuther Ford, we can put you behind the wheel with 0% interest for up to 66 months. And speaking of financing, no one does it better than Ford and Reuther Ford. If you've had any credit problems whatsoever, Ford can still put you in a new car, truck, or SUV. See me and any of our sales experts for complete details. So for the sweetest deal anywhere, see Reuther Ford, I-55, the Herculaneum, Auto Mall exit.
Hey Festus, did you know Serdike Harley-Davidson is the area's oldest family-owned Harley-Davidson dealer? That's right, Serdike Harley-Davidson isn't new to the area and they treat you like family because they are family. Right now, stop by Serdike Harley and test ride any new 2017 Harley-Davidson motorcycle and they'll give you a free Serdike Harley t-shirt just to say thank you for visiting St. Louis's original family dealership. Serdike Harley-Davidson, 2435 Highway 67, just a short ride from Potosi. See more at SerdikeHarley.com.
Are you ready for the season ahead? Get ready and rolling with equipment you need from Davis Farm Supplies in Perryville and Jackson. Buy select New Holland hay and forage equipment now and get cash back plus 2.9% financing for 60 months. That's 5 years low financing on disc mine, disc mower conditioners, roll belt round balers, or small square balers. The ready and rolling sales event ends June 13th, so don't wait. Hurry into Davis Farm Supplies in Perryville and Jackson. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification, and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval statement, terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, I'm Kim Fisher with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, inviting you to stop by our open house this Friday at the St. Genevieve office. We will be serving up lunch from 11 to 2 and would love it if you were there. At Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, we care. We would love the chance to share lunch and community with you this Friday from 11 to 2 at our office at 395 St. Genevieve Drive. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, we are here for you and with you. You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, a hometown company with hometown values.
After Missouri Network News at 5:55 and ABC News at 6 o'clock with maybe a stormy hump day forecast. Chad will have news and sports, and we'll stick around till 9 o'clock. In between, we go to Jefferson City to visit with State Representative Kevin Engler, and after that, you'll hear from the Farmington School District. It's live, it's local, and it's personal. It's just for you, 6 to 9. It's the Wednesday edition of the morning show here on AM 800.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI. We're at the Potosi Sports Complex speaking with Kurt Bosler, head coach of the Valley Catholic softball team. Coach, disappointing loss last night against Bismarck, 10-3, but you really made it tough for them in that seventh inning. And what sort of takeaways did you have from that and hope to maybe carry into this one against Arcadia Valley?
No, we never gave up in that game. I was pretty well. I can't say we didn't give up, and it was a good game as far as, like I talked about earlier, putting the ball in play. We made them make plays, and they made them, but I just think our girls are ready to hit the ball tonight and score some runs.
One of the players that kind of stood out to me watching the game and broadcasting it was F-Tink. Seemed like she's pretty good out there. Seems pretty smart. What were your takeaways from her effort and what she did yesterday?
Grace is a good player. She's a good kid. Batting wise, she's batting close to .500, and she puts the ball in play. I was just talking to one of our other coaches. She has one strikeout this year, and that's pretty impressive with the girls that we've faced. When you face Ricky Lynn and Alyssa regularly, and she's had one strikeout, so she puts the ball in play, and I think you seen last night that she hits the ball hard. I think she got one hit, but she needs work on her defense a little bit. But she's an exciting player, and she's a sophomore, so
still got time. Then.
Yeah,
Anna Fowler batting in the three spot sort of had a quiet day. She got a hit in her first at bat, then went 0 for the rest of the way. How important is it for her to have success at the plate for you guys to put up a number of runs?
Yeah, Anna's a real important part of our offense. She's gonna drive the ball when she hits it. She's gonna hit it hard, and we need her to get some RBIs and score and get those runners in front of her in.
You've got Nagra pitching today. What do you look forward to seeing from her?
All I ask for Autumn to do is throw strikes. She's not going to overpower you with the fastball, but I want her to throw strikes, and we'll make the plays for her. She's worked hard all summer. She works in the off season a lot, and she pitches regularly. I'm not sure what her record is, but she throws strikes. We'll be all right.
District's right around the corner. What do you hope to see from your team the rest of this week?
We want to score some runs today. We got Grandview on Thursday. We want to go and put a show on for them again. We kind of laid an egg the last time we played them, and we want a little revenge there. And going into districts, we want a big win, and we'll see how we seed out and see how it goes. I don't know how we'll seed, so I'm excited for districts.
All right, thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck today.
Thank you.
Kurt Bosler, coach of the Valley Catholic softball squad, ahead of their matchup against Arcadia Valley coming up very shortly on AM 800 KREI.
Pharmex Pharmacy is the destination for all your immunizations. We're gearing up for the vaccination season and are stocked up and ready for you. Pharmex Pharmacy offers flu shots, shingles vaccines, Prevnar 13, which helps to prevent pneumonia, and many more. Visit Pharmex Pharmacy in Potosi, Ledington, Bonterre, Imperial, and our newest location in Festus. You can also find us online at pharmex-rx.com. Pharmex Pharmacy, service the way it should be.
Our color weather radar watches the skies over Missouri's parkland. We'll tell you what it sees here on AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Bismarck, Potosi.
These days, it's easy to have information overload. Sometimes I just want to kick back, hear my favorite music and the news that affects me. That's why I stay tuned into my local radio station. When important news happens in my part of town, I hear it from them first. For the best entertainment, sports, news, weather, and traffic, anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local stations. Text RADIO to 52886. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out.
Matt Greenwood, Greg Humphrey, Brewster with you on AM 800 KRI at the Potosi Sports Complex. And it's a pretty beautiful day. Partly cloudy, mostly clear, strong winds blowing the door open here at the press box.
Yeah, definitely a windy one out there today. That's what forced us up in top of the bird's nest at the Potosi Sports Complex, home of the Trojans, but today home of the MAAA Conference Softball Tournament. Day number two after three games yesterday. So just hearing a little bit from the coaches, Matt, what do you expect to see out of Valley AV?
Well, I expect Valley to attack the strike zone. I expect AV to swing as much as they can at good pitches and try to put the ball in play. And we'll see how the Valley Catholic defense fares compared to AV's. AV obviously has to tighten things up defensively after their a lot of miscues yesterday against Kingston. So I'm looking for Arcadia Valley to tighten some of those things up, hopefully limit the damage in the early innings, and see if they can stick around with Valley Catholic. I mean, they put up 9 runs at Arcadia Valley yesterday, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that they can put up 5-6 runs to stay tight with this Valley Catholic team.
To be quite frank, I mean, the only place that they could really go following yesterday is up, the way things went. I mean, they lost 19-9 to Kingston, had more errors than runs at the end of that contest, but it all starts with Lycoschen.
It certainly does, and she'll be the first up for Arcadia Valley. They're the visitor for today, for this afternoon's ball game. Considering it a consolation game here, as the first pitch from Nagger misses outside. 1 ball, no strikes, and Norville a weak effort on the inside floater. And the count is squared up at 1-1. Defense playing in over at third base for the Warriors. That ball bounces in front of home plate and gets past the catcher, Heil. 2-1. Norville ahead in the count. Let's set up the defense for you for the Warriors. At the hot corner, it is Hannah Wood at short. Taylor Siebert, second base. Anna Fowler at first base. Olivia Meyer, another floater. Swung on and missed this one out over the plate. And Norville is in a 2-2 count with Nagger. In the outfield from left to right for the Valley Catholic defense, Maddie Meyer, Grace Eftink, and Wheeler, as that one comes up and in. Norville had to back away from that one. 3-2. 190 down left and right field lines. 200 to straightaway center. And that one bounces off the plate. No. Just snuck past the plate in for a strike, and that is the first out of the game. Norville going down looking. Here comes the whine and the pitch from Nagger, and lost grip on that one as that one stayed up and in the zone. 1-0 to Bailey Brill. Shortstop looked pretty good defensively yesterday for the Tigers. Probably one of nine to look good defensively. Here's a ground ball to first base, and going to apply the tag in front of the bag is the first baseman, Olivia Meyer, and she is able to retire Brill for out number two.
So far, the Lady Tigers don't look that comfortable at the dish.
Certainly do not, as Katie Wren steps in trying to make things comfortable. She'll watch that one roll at her feet or roll in front of home plate.
Strong wind today from right to left. Very, very strong wind.
1-0 on the way, and that one is swung on and missed. And Katie Wren in a 1-1 battle with Nagger.
Adding to the breeze a bit.
Caitlin Young is on deck. She's playing center field today. Wren, the third baseman for the AV defense. She takes another cut and comes up empty on that one. Behind in the count, 1-2, and Nagger looking for her second strike out of the inning. Here's the pitch. It backs Wren away from the dish and evens up the count at 2 apiece. Scoreless here in the top of the first, and backing away from another high inside floater is Wren, and the right-handed hitter is ahead in the count. Well, it's not really ahead in the count. 3-2. Here comes a 3-2 from Nagger. That one will bounce in front of the plate by about 2 feet. And that is the first base runner for Arcadia Valley by way of a base on ball.
Wren, pretty effective for Arcadia Valley at the plate yesterday. Had a success early against Downey.
Caitlin Young, the center fielder, batting cleanup, chops at the first one. It was high at the mask, and ground ball to short. Siebert goes the short route, steps on second base to retire the Tigers. So 4-3 for the AV offense. We'll get our first look at the Valley Catholic Warrior batting team. Taylor Siebert, Grace Eftink, and Anna Fowler coming up on the flip side on AM 800 KREI.
Hey Festus, did you know Serdike Harley-Davidson is the area's oldest family-owned Harley-Davidson dealer? That's right, Serdike Harley-Davidson isn't new to the area and they treat you like family because they are family. Right now, stop by Serdike Harley and test ride any new 2017 Harley-Davidson motorcycle and they'll give you a free Serdike Harley t-shirt just to say thank you for visiting St. Louis's original family dealership. Serdike Harley-Davidson, 2435 Highway 67, just a short ride from Potosi. See more at SerdikeHarley.com.
Matt Greenwood, Greg Armbruster at the Potosi Sports Complex on AM800 KREI. Consolation game between Valley Catholic and Arcadia Valley. The Tigers took their first swings at Alyssa Nagger and didn't quite work out for them. One strikeout, one walk, and two groundouts. And we'll now get to see Valley Catholic bat for the first time. Leading off is Taylor Siebert. She'll be followed by Grace Eftink and then Anna Fallert. So we go shortstop, center field, and second baseman do up for the Warriors to get this one going for Valley Catholic. Let's thank some of our sponsors for the MAAA Conference Tournament, Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, Potosi Lumber in Potosi, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, and Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville. The right-handed hitting Siebert is ready to go. Lena Norville, or Leica, excuse me, Leica Sheen Norville is on deck, or on the circle, and delivers a first pitch ball.
We'll give you a pass on that name. It's not often you come across a Leica Sheen.
It certainly isn't. Here comes the 1-0 from Norville. A floater swung on and missed by Siebert out on her front foot.
And what that was, Siebert was paying attention to Norville yesterday in the circle. She's waiting for those hanging lobs, basically.
They essentially are hanging lobs. No fastballs from Norville at all yesterday. Here's another floater. That one soft pop into shallow right field. Landed just beyond the dirt, the infield dirt, and on the lip of the grass. The throw coming back in from the right fielder gets away from Norville and scoots all the way to third base. But good backup on the play by the third baseman for AV. That'll keep Taylor Siebert at first base.
Big gap out in right center as the outfield for the Arcadia Valley defense shading to the left now.
First pitch to Eftink. Misses. Throw down to second. Wide right of the bag. And that's an easy stolen base for Siebert.
Tough throw to make down there from home to second for Destiny Gray. Not a whole lot of zip on that one.
1-0 pitch to Eftink. That one bounces in front of the plate. Good block this time from Gray. Two balls and no strikes. We probably saw about 50 or 60 balls get past Gray yesterday.
Everybody was struggling at the plate.
2-0 on its way. That one up over the plate. And Eftink got a little greedy there. Took a big hack and came up empty.
They're on that. I mean, you know what the mantra was for a step into the plate, the approach. Wait for it. She's going to hang one, crush it.
Exactly. 2-1. Inside. Ground ball. Third base. Fielded cleanly. High lob throw from the third baseman in time to retire Grace Eftink. Katie Wren getting a little too much air underneath that one, but thankfully a slow start out of the box for Eftink. Over to third is Siebert on the throw. And so Valley Catholic has a runner at the corner with one out here in the bottom of the first. And Anna Fallert, the second baseman, ready to take some swings at Norville. Pitches inside off the end of the glove of Gray. Chases it in front of the Valley Catholic dugout. But staying at third base is Taylor Siebert.
And something that Coach Sutton got on in the defense about yesterday was cover home plate when Gray has to leave. And nobody did right there. And that's something that's going to prove costly.
Certainly is later on in the game once they spot that a little bit better. The 1-0 floats inside at the feet of Fallert, and it's two balls and no strikes. Scoreless in the bottom of the first.
It was very masters of you.
Thank you. Golfs this one into left field, does Fallert for a base hit. Will roll all the way to the fence. Got between the center fielder and the left fielder. Here's the throw from the center fielder into the infield. Gets over the cutoff, and we'll roll back to Norville. And standing on third is Anna Fallert with a triple. Siebert comes in to score, and Valley Catholic has the lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Quick start.
Olivia Meyer, hands right around the ears, floater, and Gray has to stand up for that one.
No batting gloves out there for Olivia Meyer, the freshman showing some moxie.
1-0 on its way from Norville. And that one lands in the dirt. And it's two balls and no strikes. Over at third, it is Fowler. The wind and the pitch and the 2-0 floater missing outside. Three balls and no strikes to the cleanup hitter, Olivia Meyer. Behind her is Katie Heil. Isn't this wind fun? Here's a pop-up on the infield. And dropping it over at first base is Jones. And coming in to score is Fowler. And the throw got away from the first baseman to the pitcher, Norville. And able to advance two bags over to third is Meyer.
Catcher number nine.
And you're starting to see some errors once again follow each other up. And you talk about coaches mentioning stringing hits together. I mean, the antithesis is what we're seeing from Arcadia Valley, stringing errors together and two runs already across.
Here comes Norville to the plate. And that one is going to roll and hit the feet of the batter for Valley Catholic.
I can honestly tell you, I've never seen that one. It was like a bowling pin. She was trying to pick up the 7-10 split.
Mallory Weiler.
And so Katie Heil is at first. It's runners at the corners. One out, 2-0, Valley Catholic. Pitch to Weiler. And that one is low. Taking advantage of the ball in the dirt is Heil. She moves up to second base.
These Valley Catholic ladies, they did their research.
Glove above the head for Norville comes to the right hip side and delivers another low one. Two balls and no strikes. Valley Catholic looking to put up a crooked number in this bottom of the first. Norville again on the 2-0 and just getting a piece of it was Weiler. Went right back to the backstop and it's two balls and one strike.
It's hard to think that this Valley Catholic softball team is literally a toddler, 3 years old, and here they are competing in the conso.
2-1 to Weiler. Another floater. This one outside.
I don't know what to call it other than an ephus. I mean, that's the only thing you can really compare it to, I would think.
Yeah, it's slow curve. I don't even know if that's accurate. 3-1 is low, but swung on by Weiler. She pulled it foul towards the Valley Catholic dugout.
It's slow pitch-esque, truthfully, and playing consistently at the high school level, you're rarely going to see something like this in the circle. That's why you don't see the quick adjustment at the plate.
Maybe as she gets bigger, she'll try a little fastball. The 3-2 pitch rolls in the batter's box where Weiler was standing. That's not a good sign. That's a base on ball.
She'll get bigger the next time I get bigger. That's not happening.
Yeah, I know. Her hands are really small, too. I mean, she's just a small person.
She's about 5 foot tall.
Yeah, bottom line. Missing upstairs to Hannah Wood is Norville. And it's one ball, no strikes. Bases loaded for Valley Catholic. Over at third, Fowler. Second base, Meyer. First base, Heil. Fowler hopes to score during this at-bat for Wood. Ball missing high. Two balls, no strikes.
And this is going to put Norville in a situation where you have to throw it across the plate.
We thought moving up here was the wise move, Greg.
Yeah, I think it's better.
It is definitely better.
Small wind tunnel today.
That pitch called on the inside corner for a strike to the right-handed hitting Wood.
The get me over.
Here's a line drive into left field from Hannah Wood. Coming in to score, Fowler. Meyer as well right behind her. And heading into second base, it is Wood with a two-run double to left field. And Valley Catholic extends their lead to 4-0.
And you're starting to see those errors, much like yesterday, those errors eventually coming around to score at a 4-0 start, just one down.
Now batting is number 12, Peyton Bosler. That one rolls and goes five-hole on Gray. A late jump at third base for Mallory Weiler, and she has to go back.
the freshman is showing a little bit of uncertainty, a little inexperience there. She actually looked to the dugout. Should I go? They send her, and then at that point it was a little bit too late.
Norville raises the glove high and delivers the pitch high and inside. And one ball and one strike to Bosler with Maddie Meyer waiting on deck.
Defending champs in the house, West County just showing up. They'll be in our next contest.
Valley Catholic with a 4-0 lead in this bottom of the first. Pitch comes in and bounces off the right knee of Gray and back towards Norville, who came out of the circle to field it. Another kind of thing we're missing is we used to be able to hear the umpires yell strike. Can't hear him now.
That second up yesterday, his strike call was fierce.
Here's another high pitch off the end of the glove of Gray, straight to the backstop, coming in to score Weiler, and that is run number 5, and the struggles continue behind the plate.
True story, I was an umpire for a little league when I was younger, and my strike call was just to yell bean real loud. It worked.
I could certainly see that working for you. Peyton Bosler up 3-1 of the count. She doesn't want to walk. She wants to swing. Ooh. And that one's off the top of the net, fielded back or bounced back into play. And, Gray was lucky there.
That was dicey. Gray had pulled the mask off to try to catch one behind her in foul territory. It bounces off a screen with a decent amount of give and came right back down to her.
Here comes the 3-2 from Norville and popped up softly on the infield. Third baseman is able to make the grab. And that over there is Katie Wren.
Yeah, that left side of the infield was pretty solid yesterday with Brill and Wren on the left side. Both of them pretty efficient at the plate as well.
Left fielder number 1, Maddie Meyer.
Maddie Meyer, last in the order today. Swings and foul tips it off the mitt of Gray. No balls in one strike. 5-0 Valley Catholic, bottom of the first inning.
And crooked numbers up there in the bottom half and still room to play. Big gap over there in right center. Massive gap.
0-1 on its way from Norville. That one in the dirt. Gets away from Gray. Not a great angle for the third base runner. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. When you're at third base, if a ball comes to the left of home plate, you get a better read on it. If it goes to the right of the catcher and towards the first baseline, it's harder to judge the distance of the ball to the backstop. So a wise move there to stay at third. 1-1 count to Meyer, and she'll pop this one back towards netting. And is behind in the count, 1-2, 2 outs, and a runner at third. 5-0 Valley Catholic trying to add on here and put it back to the top of the order for Siebert. Norville, ball in glove, grabs it with the right hand, up high, through the right hip, and delivers a floater again. That misses upstairs. 2-2 the count. Even with the bag at first base, defensively for Arcadia Valley, is Callie Jones. Norville, the 2-2. That one bounces in front of the plate. 3-2. 15-run mercy rule only comes into effect after 3 innings have been played, 2.5 if the home team is the one with the 15-run margin, as we witnessed yesterday with West County and Kingston. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away. Meyer started running towards third base. I think she kind of got a little confused there. And then trots over to first. Gray picked up the ball, fired there in time to retire the side. So Norville gets a strikeout in the inning, but Valley Catholic jumps all over. 5-0 after 1. AV coming up next in the top of the second when we return on AM800 KREI.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxitril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxitril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxitril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxitril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxitril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
I heard that song this morning. Matt Greenwood, Greg Armbruster on AM800KREI Beastie Boys, for those that don't recognize the beat. Well, Beastie Boys used it. Might be used elsewhere. Anyway, back to softball action. 5-0 Valley Catholic. After one inning, all nine batters came up to the plate to face Leica Sheen-Norville. We'll get to the Valley Catholic defense in just a second. That one is 5-hole inside to the right-handed hitting Taren House. Again, Hannah Wood over at third for Valley Catholic. Taylor Siebert at short. Anna Fallard at second. Olivia Meyer at first. Katie Heil is the catcher. And that one is there for a strike. One ball, one strike. From left to right in the outfield, it is Maddie Meyer, Grace Eftink, and Weiler. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. And that's going to be a base hit for Arcadia Valley. Their first of the ball game, and Taren House gets credit for it.
That's what you call a seeing eye single. Squirts under the glove of the pitcher right through the shortstop and the second baseman into the outfield. That one knew where it was going.
Certainly did, as Elizabeth Eakins at the dish, batting right-handed, takes a called first strike. On the right hip, Nagger delivers. One in the dirt. Good block from Heil, but taken off for second is Howell. She'll be in there safely, standing up, throw a little bit high and wide left of the bag.
That was a good play out there at second to back up that throw. The shortstop, it went over her head. Second had it covered.
Pitch backs Eakins away from the plate. And the count is 2-1. Pitch on the way. Ground ball, third base side, and bobbling it off the heel of her glove, rolled up on her chest, and bounced in front. An unfortunate hop for Hannah Wood over at third base, reaching safely as Eakins on the E5. Moving over to third is House. And AV's in business, down by five with two runners on and nobody out for Destiny Gray, the catcher. And that one is in there for a ball. Hannah Wood creeping in over at third base defensively straight away for the rest, as the outfield is a little bit shallow. That one comes through for a strike. Nagger not wasting much time, delivers one in the dirt. Good block again from Heil. She's got that part down, but not a lot of distance between the bags here, as heading into second base is Eakins.
Without a whole lot of trouble, that one just a good time to take off.
Here comes a floater inside called strike two. Squares up the count, 2-2 to Destiny Gray. Lita Howard is on deck. Barring a triple play, she'll get to bat. Here's a soft grounder to third base coming in for it. Wood throws across the diamond off the tip of the glove of Meyer. Scoots towards the AV dugout. And trying to score from second base on the play was Eakins, and she is nailed at home by Meyer. So she drops the throw, makes up for it, gets an out on the play at home plate. Going into second base was Gray. She'll get an RBI. And that'll bring up Lita Howard, the right fielder. First pitch swinging, ground ball short, ooh, another bobble there, but a nice recovery from the shortstop Siebert, and fires a strike to Meyer. No chance of her dropping that one, and Alita Howard is retired for out number two.
They tell you it's not about falling, it's about getting back. That one takes a ball right off the chin and still makes the throw in time over to first.
That'll bring up the number nine hitter, first baseman Callie Jones. Jones sporting the number 8. Ball on the fist, and she fights it off foul behind home plate.
A wild-looking aluminum bat. It's got like a wood texture to it, different. No gloves again, though.
Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss inside. No balls. 2 to Callie Jones. Runner at third. That is Destiny Gray.
Nagger's about to get out of it.
Pitch on the way. That one called third strike on the outer third to the right-handed hitting Jones, and that is the second strikeout for Nagger. And Valley Catholic limits the damage to just one run, but AV is on the board. They trail 5-1. Valley Catholic a chance to extend that lead in the bottom of the second when we return on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, I'm Kim Fisher with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, inviting you to stop by our open house this Friday at the St. Genevieve office. We will be serving up lunch from 11 to 2 and would love it if you were there. At Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, we care. We would love the chance to share lunch and community with you this Friday from 11 to 2 at our office at 395 St. Genevieve Drive. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, we are here for you and with you. You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company, a hometown company with hometown values.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Matt Greenwood, Greg Armbruster at the Potosi Sports Complex on AM 800 KREI. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're excited to bring you two games today. We just started the first one, Arcadia Valley and Valley Catholic, and the Warriors wasted no time. They go 1-9 in the bottom of the first, I should say, and scored 5 runs off of Elika Sheen Norville. Back to the top of the order, Taylor Siebert first up. She singled to right field, stole a bag, and scored a run on a ground ball to third base. First pitch misses for ball one.
You almost feel like Norville would do better if she just put someone on to get started. When there's nobody on, she's a little bit erratic, but when she has to be good, the improvement's there.
Go ahead and set up the Arcadia Valley defense after this next pitch. 2 balls, no strikes. The floater missing high. Siebert, the table setter. That's what she's got to be in the leadoff spot. Defense playing back for Arcadia Valley. Pitch on the way inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Over at third base for Arcadia Valley, it is Katie Wren at short. Bailey Brill at second base, House. First base, Jones. Catching is Destiny Gray. On the mound is Norville. And from left to right in the outfield, Browers, Young, and Howard. Another soft one in there, and that one misses above the plate. And that's a 4-pitch walk for Taylor Siebert.
She was thinking what I was thinking. They'd put somebody on so I can get a little more efficient here. I highly doubt it, but you know.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm sure that's exactly her thoughts out there on the circle.
Ever the optimist.
Grace Hefting grounded out to third, and here she'll drive this one into left field and misplayed by the left fielder Browers. That one will scoot to the fence. Rounding third and getting the go-ahead sign is Siebert. She'll come in to score. Ball back into the infield, kicks away from the cutoff shortstop Brill, and scooting into third is Hefting. That'll go down as a double and a throwing error by the left fielder Browers. 6-1 Valley Catholic. Back up to a 5-run lead. Anna Fallert will try to keep adding. Here's one that gets away from Norville. That one about 8-9 feet in the air there. So Siebert has now scored 2 of the 6 for Valley Catholic. This one off the plate gets away from Gray, but bounced off that purple padding behind home plate. And unable to come in was Hefting from third. Fowler tripled the left field in the first inning. Drove in a run with that triple and scored a run later on. This one missing away. 2 balls, no strikes. The wind is still blistering out there. 2-0. In on the hands, popped up, foul ground up the third baseline. That'll bounce right in front of Gray, who had to get out of that crouch very quickly, but not enough height underneath that ball for her to get a chance to get underneath it. Arcadia Valley still searching for their first win in 2 years in the spring softball season. Pitch on the way, ground ball, third base. Coming in front of the shortstop is Wren. Did she get her in time? The answer is no. And coming in to score is Grace Eftink.
Meanwhile, Fowler was headed back to the dugout.
First baseman number 40.
She wasn't sure either.
Yeah, Fowler thought she was out. First base coach had to say, no, get on the first base so they don't tag you out. Here's Olivia Meyer. She reached on an error on a drop to pop up by Jones. Takes one on the inside edge for strike one. That'll go down as an infield hit for Fowler, so credit the RBI to her. Eftink coming in to score. Pitch on the way. Ground ball sharply to short, and Brill overplayed it. Ran too close to second base. It was back on her right hand. And the throw back to the infield from the center fielder. Young gets away from Norville. Good backup by Gray. And that'll limit the damage to one extra base for the Warriors.
Catcher number 9, Katie Kyle.
Tough play for Brill over at short. And now Katie Heil hit by a pitch. One of the easiest hit-by-pitches I'm sure she'll ever take as that floater misses way upstairs. Gray has to get out of her crouch to receive it. And what I mean by that is, Greg, as you remember, Heil was standing in the box.
Split.
And it just rolled right to her feet. Didn't have to do a thing. 1-0 from Norville to Heil. This one, again, rolling in front of home plate. Two balls and no strikes.
She's definitely not having to work nearly as hard today to get out of an inning.
Here's the 2-0. That one again gets away from Gray towards the third base side. And a late read from Eftink over at third base. She could not scoot home. We saw a lot of third base runners able to score on those pass balls yesterday.
Yeah, no need to force the issue. 3-0, first base open, nobody out.
Exactly. 3-0 rolls inside again. And that's a four-pitch walk for Meyer.
A free voucher to first.
I beg your pardon. Heil was the one that drew the walk. Did I get ahead of myself? I think I did. So Meyer gets the walk, and Katie Heil is the one at the plate with the bases loaded. Nobody out. 7-1 Valley Catholic. Inside pitch for a strike. Count, one ball and one strike.
It's so ironic that she gets that outside corner pretty effectively if she's in trouble.
Here comes another floater upstairs, missing outside. Two balls and one strike. And it is Mallory Weiler at the plate. Norville stretches high, delivers low. And the count, three balls, one strike. She's one more ball away from walking in run number 8 for Valley Catholic. And now Coach Sutton is going to have to come out and have a word with her.
Did you happen to ask her about a backup pitcher today? Did she give you a similar answer?
Well, she almost didn't know who her starting pitcher was going to be. She didn't want it to be Norville. She had three girls warming up with some catchers there over on the right field line. And I guess they just weren't throwing well enough, so she said, all right, got to give it back to Norville.
Very candidly, when I brought it up yesterday, I said, well, what happens if she gets into a jam? And just her visceral reaction was, well, we don't have anybody else. So it'll be interesting to see what they've done to kind of remedy that kind of situation. Because you definitely have girls on the team that are athletic, that have the ability, that's maybe just too inexperienced.
And that's the word we threw around a lot yesterday, was that inexperience for Arcadia Valley. Weiler, after the meeting on the mound, and Norville has that one get away. It was ball four anyway, so another bases-loaded walk to drive in a run, and Valley Catholic is running away with this one, 8-1 the score.
Third baseman, number 35.
And still nobody out. Ducks on the pond.
Easiest RBI a batter will ever have to get is a bases-loaded walk. Didn't have to do anything but keep the bat on the shoulders. Hannah Wood, I'm sure she's anxious to swing. No chance on that one. That one is well above the head of Gray. Because the bases were loaded and the runner at third didn't get a good jump, first and second base runners had to see where they were and ended up trotting back to the bag because third base runner did not go. Here comes a pitch inside. Spinning away from it is Wood. And it's two balls and no strikes.
There's definitely a hitch when she brings it to the plate. She bends and stops on the way back through and loses all of her momentum. Wind up and stop.
I see what you mean. Here's a check swing on a high pitch, and home plate umpire rules Hannah Wood went around.
She has a different slide step, too, after they went out there and talked to her a little bit.
Puts Norville in a good position, or a better position, at 2-1. Here's a ground ball, third base side, and that'll trickle foul. The play was made. Good throw there from Katie Wren, but the ball was foul. About an inch away from that third base line. And so Wood will have to pick up the bat. Two balls, two strikes, bases still juiced. Peyton Bosler on deck. Wood doubled to left field in the first, scored a run. That double scored two. And here's a ball in the dirt for strike three. And because Wood decided not to run towards first base, all Gray had to do was wait it out. And Hannah Wood took herself out of the play by walking back to the dugout. So here is Peyton Bosler. That one on the outer third in the other batter's box. Peyton Bosler is a right-handed hitter. So Norville has two strikeouts today. Not too shabby.
She would love two more.
Most certainly. Here's one off the top of the glove of Gray to the backstop. Better jump this time over at third base. And another run scores for Valley Catholic. It is Olivia Meyer coming home. That'll go down as a wild pitch.
Now the margin up to eight. Still just one out. And you've got second and third for Valley.
Bosler would like to see this one reach the outfield and score two. 9-1 the score. Pitch. Floater. Slow grounder short. Brill comes up with it, and too much air underneath her throw. Good speed out of the box from Bosler. Coming in to score is Katie Heil, and it's up to a 10-1 Valley Catholic lead.
Up next, we'll have another rematch, a rivalry game that started to really develop into something interesting with West County and Bismarck following this one. Might come sooner rather than later.
Well, certainly Heil scoring on that infield single. And now taking off for second base. No throw from Gray in at second easily. Bosler. And Valley Catholic just gets them on and keeps on moving them over. Runners at second and third. One out. A 10-1 lead. Maddie Meyer is your batter. She is out of the nine hole. And that pitch from Norville, she didn't release the ball in time. As a matter of fact, she tried to release it when the ball was still behind her right hip, so it skips off of her hip and rolled out right in front of her just outside the circle. That one goes down as ball two. Meyer Arrighty struck out in the first. That was just an inning ago. That one missing low and away. And the count is run to three balls and no strikes.
At this point, the Warriors aren't even manufacturing runs. It's turning into an assembly line.
3-0. Meyer waits. Norville delivers. Fouled straight back. Well, a little arch underneath that one. Three balls, one strike. Over at third, Weiler. At second base, Bosler.
Looked like she got what she was looking for at the plate on that last cut. Just a little bit under.
Norville needs to throw a strike here, otherwise she'll walk. The base is loaded for the third time. And that one is in there. For a strike. There you go. Three balls, two strikes. Still just one out. Taylor Siebert licking her chops on deck. She's 1-for-1 with two runs scored and a stolen base. But Meyer, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Is going to try to get to Siebert. And she'll foul this one off the top of the netting. Watch out, home plate umpire. That one about 5 feet over his head as it bounced back into play. You almost get the sense, Greg, that maybe Arcadia Valley's kind of mentally checked out of this game.
I don't know. Not yet. We'll see.
Not yet? All right. The pitch on the way. That one is going to be called strike three. So Meyer, she can't figure out Norville. She's 0 for 2. Back to the top of the order for Taylor Siebert. Third strikeout for Norville.
I don't know if you can figure out what Laika Sheen does. It's so different time and time again. There's a little bit of inconsistency. There's really no rhyme to the reason.
Siebert, right-handed batter, watches that one go by. Ahead in the count, 1-1, no strikes. Valley Catholic has batted around in the second inning. Runners at second and third, still in a 10-1 lead for the Valley Catholic Warriors. 1-0 inside, backing away from the plate, Siebert. 2 balls and no strikes. That beautiful Potosi scoreboard starting to get a little crooked numbers up there. And the 2-0 on the way. And again, up and away on the outer third. Nowhere close. 3 balls and no strikes. Let's thank Bloomsdale Bank and St. Genevieve. New Era Bank in Farmington. Unico Bank and Potosi Delusion. Irondale and Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington for sponsoring the MAAA Conference Tournament. This time, Siebert will take a hack and comes up empty. 3 balls and 1 strike. I like that strategy. Haven't been able to swing the bat in your last, or not having the chance of swinging your bat in the last at-bat. Might as well take a hack, not another walk. 3-1. And this one is delivered into center field. Coming on to make the play is Young. A looky-what-I-found kind of play. And that is out number 3. So Valley Catholic bats around in the second inning. They add to their lead. They're up 10-1. We'll head to the top of the third inning. Coming up for Arcadia Valley, it is Callie Jones, Laika Sheen, Norville, and Bailey Brill coming up on AM 800 KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Matt Greenwood, Greg Armbruster, back with you on AM 800 KREI. It's a beautiful afternoon, partly cloudy skies, a swirling wind that just doesn't seem to stop. The sunshine is out in effect over behind us to our right. We are situated a little bit higher today. That wind forcing some issues. And so that's why we moved up to the bird's nest, where it's a little bit quieter and a little bit warmer, too. I'm sure that wind keeping all those fans pretty cool. So I misspoke heading into this top of the third. It is the top of the lineup for Arcadia Valley due up. And home plate umpire is a little bit late to set up behind the dish. I think Valley Catholic was maybe trying to make some changes. Not sure what the issue and the delay there was. But the first pitch to Norville is in there for a strike. Norville struck out swinging in her first at-bat 2 innings ago in the top of the first. The pitch, swing and a miss inside, fooled by the changeup from Alyssa Nagger. O-2 on the way, and Norville swings at one, double her height, and strikes out. And that is her second one of the contest. Back-to-back strikeouts going back to the second inning for Nagger. As my little league coach always said, if you're going to strike out, better to do it swinging than looking. Norville sort of adopted that theory. It did not pay off. First pitch to Brill. Swung on and missed. Second one, same result. No balls, 2 strikes to Brill. She grounded out to first in the first. 0-2 swing, and did she get a piece of it? No, she did not. Ball in the dirt. Heil applies the tag. And that is back-to-back strikeouts for Alyssa Nagger. 3 in a row, 4 for the game. Katie Wren, the batter. That one bounces Well, I guess it didn't. That's in there on the outer third for a strike. And this one comes up and in, backing away from the plate, the right-handed hitting Katie Wren. We have a mosquito screen in front of us here in the press box. Swing and a miss. No balls. Two strikes. Alyssa Nagger trying to make quick work of this AV lineup. 10-1 our score. Warriors in charge. A Tiger swing from Wren. Slow chopper, third base. Already playing in defensively was Hannah Wood. She fires over to first base in time to retire Katie Wren. Three up, three down for the Arcadia Valley Tigers in this top of the third. Valley Catholic needs six runs in the bottom half to mercy run the Tigers and get the consolation prize in this MAAA conference tournament. Find out if the Warriors can do just that when we return on AM 800 KREI.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart. Because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fleeg's Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwood with you for AM 800 KREI. Greg Armbruster has gone to look for the coaches for our next contest between Bismarck and West County. You'll definitely want to stick around for this one. If the Bismarck-West County game coming up next is anything like the one witnessed last week, well, we're in for quite a treat, as West County won that game with a walk-off sacrifice fly. So Bismarck was oh so close to beating the toughest team in the MAAA conference. So that game is next, but we still have things to settle here. Valley Catholic with a 9-run lead to open up this third frame, and they are batting in the bottom half. So 6 runs from Valley Catholic in this inning, and they will get the consolation prize in this MAAA conference tournament, which is essentially just another win. So here's Grace Eftink, followed by Anna Fowler, and then Olivia Meyer. Swings at the first pitch, pops up second base, and a snow cone grab from House. What a play. The routine's a little difficult for AV, but you ask them to be a little dramatic about it, and they pull through. House with a nice grab for out number one. Eftink is retired. Here's a ground ball from Fowler to short Brill. Air underneath that throw, but it is in time. And that is 2 outs. Quickly for Valley Catholic on 2 pitches for Norville.
Olivia Meyer.
Olivia Meyer reached on an error on a drop pop-up from the first baseman Jones. The first pitch from Norville misses inside, gets away from Gray. I think we might actually have a new catcher in the game for AV. See if we can get that checked out. Pitch missing low and away. 2 balls and no strikes from Norville. Meyer, after reaching on that error in the first, then walked and scored on a wild pitch in the second. Here comes another pitch, the 2-0, missing upstairs. 3 balls and no strikes. Valley Catholic seeing if they can put together a 2-out rally to try to end this game in the third. Pitch on the way from Norville, and she released it a little too late. And that one misses well upstairs, and that's a 2-out walk for Olivia Meyer. Katie Heil settles into the box very quickly. Ball, 5-hole to the backstop. And moving into second base is Olivia Meyer. The long hair from the catcher behind the dish for Arcadia Valley kind of shielding us from her number They also have the chest protector, so the straps on the back are covering up the back of her jersey. Here's a sharp ground ball to short. Rounding third, a little hesitant was Meyer, but she'll come in to score without a throw. The throw goes back to the pitcher, Norville, and Valley Catholic has started a two-out rally on a Katie Hiles single to left field, scoring Meyer. Weiler taking a hack on the first pitch. Comes up empty, ball in the dirt, and moving up to second base is Heil. Just about every single for the hitters for Valley Catholic turns into a double and sometimes a triple. The 0-1 on the way. Sharp ground ball, third base off the heel of the glove, and did she apply the tag, Wren? She did. Home plate umpire perfect, or the umpire out on the infield perfectly positioned to make the call. The tag on the rib cage of the runner. Heads-up play from Wren to make it. One run comes through for Valley Catholic. They lead 11-1. We're heading to the top of the fourth inning. Coming up for Arcadia Valley, Caitlin Young, Taryn House, and Elizabeth Eakins on AM 800 KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips with online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood for AM 800 KREI. Greg Armbruster, my broadcast partner, is off to find the Bismarck and the West County coaches. I'm sure he has. That is our championship game for the MAAA Conference Tournament coming up after this one comes to its conclusion. Valley Catholic adding just one run in the bottom of the third when they could have gotten six to Mercy Rule AV. So the Tigers survive for one more inning, and we'll see if AV can cut into this lead. They trail 11-1. Caitlin Young, who's 0-for-1, steps into the box. First pitch swinging, ground ball short, fielded cleanly. Toss over to first by Siebert in time for out number one. We saw Valley Catholic swing at the first two pitches from Norville, and that resulted in outs. And now another first pitch swinging from Taryn House. And she puts that one over the first base bag into foul territory. Taryn House, the only hit for Arcadia Valley. It was a single to center field. She would later score on an error. Pitch is in there on the outer third for strike two. One out, nobody on for AV, down 11-1, and the 0-2 on its way. And out of the crouch, Heil to receive the high floater from Nagger. And it's one ball and two strikes. Creeping in again over at third is Hannah Wood. Pitch on the way, popped up, and that one will get over the netting. Bounced off the third row steel bench. Bounced up on top of the railing and rolled it up at about 3 or 4 feet and then landed at someone's right-hand side. Here's a ball in the dirt. That gets away from Heil. Goes for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to count. That is the first time this tournament that we've seen a ball make its way over the net. Most of them have gone right back to the net. Here's a sharp ground ball to third. Kicks away from Wood. Good backup play from Taylor Siebert at short. She's about 7 feet away from her to the left of Wood. And Siebert collected it and fired a strike over to first base to retire House. That'll go down as an unorthodox 5-6-3 one-out play. Elizabeth Eakins takes the ball and takes another one inside. Eakins really sticking that butt out over in the batter's box, trying to get a good look on those inside pitches and also have enough length to attack the outside. She does attack the outside 2-0 and pushes it foul towards her own dugout. Arcadia Valley in search for a two-out rally to cut into this Valley Catholic lead. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. And it's two balls, two strikes. Destiny Gray is on deck. Eakins waits for the 2-2. I think Nagger got something in her eye. It's pretty windy out there, and it is an all-dirt infield. And the pitch is up and in, and stepping up into the box was Eakins. She almost swung at it. She decided to pull her hands back, but not in time. She gets hit by the pitch.
Number 7, Destiny Gray.
If she had swung Eakins, she had been ruled as a swing. That would have gone as a strike. And here's a throw back to first behind the runner, Eakins. She scooted a little too much off of first base on that ball in the dirt. And the tag applied by Olivia Meyer. That is a two-out rally killer right there. Gray left standing in the batter's box. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Valley Catholic 5 runs away from winning this one as they lead it 11-1. Heading into the bottom of the fourth on AM800 KREI.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Matt Greenwood for AM800 KREI, an excellent performance from Autumn Nagger for Valley Catholic. She's only surrendered one hit to Arcadia Valley. First pitch to Hannah Wood, 7, 8, and 9 coming up for the Warriors. That one is outside for a ball. Norville waits and delivers, and that one is high. And it is actually Macy Kurtz coming up to the plate in place of Hannah Wood. Kurtz got an at-bat yesterday against Bismarck's Sago and drew a walk there. This one will roll inside at the feet and account 3 balls and no strikes. Different reasons, I'm sure, for Coach Bosler to put Kurtz in this time around in the order instead of last time. Last night, as this one misses inside for ball four, last night it was because Kurtz and Bosler and Meyer went 0-for-6 against Sago. So Coach Bosler put in Kurtz to replace them, to replace Wood. And Kurtz worked a walk, much like she just did now. And now batting, it is number 6, Raylan Morrow. Runner at first, nobody out, 1 ball, no strikes, Norville delivers. Swing and a miss. Morrow out in front of that one just a tad. Norville settles and delivers in the batter's box to the right-handed hitting Morrow. 2 balls and 1 strike. If you're Morrow, maybe you just stay there and let the ball hit you on the toe. Won't hurt. Here's a ground ball. Second base. House will go the short route to first. I guess she's about equidistant between second and first base, but she made sure of getting an easier throw, throwing across her body instead of having to reposition her feet to turn to her right to make the throw. So wise play there defensively for House. One out. Runner moved up to second base. And the batter is April Fleeg. Fleeg takes one inside for ball one. Warriors 11, Arcadia Valley 1. 1-0 on the way, another floater. This one popped up into shallow left field, and that'll drop in front of the center fielder, Young, scooting over to third base. Is Kurtz, and it's runners at the corners for the Warriors.
Number 13, Taylor Siebert.
So Taylor Siebert at the top of the order, getting her 4th plate appearance in as many innings. Watches that one bounce in front of home plate. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt again. Good block by Gray. Two balls, no strikes. Moving up to second base on the play was April Fleeg. Next pitch comes in, and that one good for a strike. Runners at second and third for Valley Catholic. One out, bottom of the fourth. Line pitch, swing, and a miss. Gets away from Gray. Not far enough for the runners to advance. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the stretch from Norville. And that actually looked pretty decent. It was over the plate, just a tad inside, and the count full. Siebert looking to draw another walk or maybe put one into play. That one rolls outside. And that is ball four for Siebert. She is on base for the third time today in four tries.
Number two, Selena Muller.
Another pinch hitter for Valley Catholic. It is number two, Selena Muller. She takes a strike one. Mueller was on the mound in the loss last night to Bismarck 10-3. Here comes the 0-1 on the way. That one off the end of the glove of Gray for a ball. And you want to know how strong the wind is? Here's the best evidence. The screens that are supposed to keep the bugs out just flew off of the press box window and into the stands. Greg, I think it was wise for you to move us up here. Here comes the 1-1. Fouled to the third base side behind home plate. About halfway up the netting.
Yeah, that was wild. They just sucked the screen clean out of the press box and took it 20 feet the other way.
Bases are loaded. One ball, two strikes. Mueller. And she will keep that one inside the third baseline. Bring two home. Heading into third. And then into second. And that's two runs for Valley Catholic on the two-run double from Selena Mueller. So Macy Kurtz comes in to score as Anna Fowler steps up to the plate, watches one at her feet inside, ball one. Also coming in to score was April Fleeg. Taylor Siebert winds up at third. Here's a high pop-up into center field and unable to judge it correctly. The center fielder, Young, that'll get past her. Siebert comes in to score, and that is Mueller right behind her. Ball comes back into the infield, gets away from everyone, and staying at third base was Fowler. 15-1, Valley Catholic, one out in this bottom of the fourth. Olivia Meyer, all she has to do is put one in play, and the ball game is over. Here comes the first pitch from Norville. Meyer, high chopper to third base, misplayed by Katie Wren, over her head, out of play. And that makes it 16-1, and that is your ball game. Arcadia Valley taking the loss, their second one of the MAAA Conference Tournament. Valley Catholic winds up with their first win and only win of the tournament. They get the consolation prize in this one by a final score of 16-1. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will wrap up post-game coverage of the Arcadia Valley and Valley Catholic game and get you set for the championship matchup between West County and Bismarck, a rematch, and a good one. You don't want to miss it. Next on AM 800 KREI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Valley Catholic makes quick work of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. They run rule them in four innings. Final score, Valley Catholic 16 and Arcadia Valley 1. Lena Norville gets the loss. The win goes to Autumn Nagger. And the consolation prize belongs to the Valley Catholic Warriors. Coach Bosler, probably a happy camper for Valley Catholic. He got more out of this game offensively than the one last night against Bismarck. They managed three runs against Alyssa Sago. They get 16 off of Leica Sheen Norville. And that is your final score, 16-1. Valley Catholic improves to 10 wins, 7 losses. AV drops to 0-13. And just some quick stats for you. Taylor Siebert, she got things going at the top of the order. Three runs on two walks and a single. She winds up going 3-for-4. Driving in four runs was Anna Fallert. She tripled twice and singled once and grounded out to short, but she delivered four of the 16 Valley Catholic runs. Also, two RBIs for Hannah Wood coming in the first inning on a two-run single to right field, or to left field, I beg your pardon. And Grace Eftink adding three ribbies also out of the two-hole for Valley Catholic. An all-around great offensive day for the Warriors. They win it by a final score of 16-1. And so now, much earlier, we will get Bismarck and West County in. That is your championship matchup. But first, we will keep an eye on Coach Bosler. Try to
I get see him.
To
I'll go get him.
All right, Greg's going to go get him. Run like the wind. It'll probably push you over there a lot faster. Yeah, Greg just said it was untucking his shirt earlier. So it's been a pretty crazy, wild day outside. Again, partly cloudy, sun is out, absolutely gorgeous. We've got a nice backdrop behind the center field and right field fence. It's all green trees. The leaves are back during the springtime. Papers are flying around. Hey, it's a great place to be today here at the Potosi Sports Complex. And we're not done here yet. No, we are not. Valley Catholic gets the win 16-1. Bismarck, West County, they're up next in the championship matchup. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes and wrap this one up. The Warriors get the consolation prize in the MAAA Conference Tournament by a final score of 16-1. See you in 2 minutes on AM800KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart. Because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleegs Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Lettington Exit, or online 24/7, Fleegs.com.
Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
Kurt Bosler, head coach for the Valley Catholic softball team, about to put the headset on and join us for our post-game coverage in between the end of the Valley Catholic Arcadia Valley game and the beginning of Bismarck and West County, the championship game for the MAAA Conference Tournament. Coach Bosler, I think you're probably pretty happy about this performance here, don't you think?
Yes, I am. Before the game, I think I told you that we wanted to go out and hit the ball hard and score a lot of runs, and we accomplished that goal today.
Yeah, there were a lot of moments where Norville just wasn't able to get the ball over the plate. She walked a lot of your players and just a very patient approach. But if something was in the zone, in the wheelhouse, your hitters definitely took care of it.
Yeah, I told them before the game, let's not take strikes. Every strike we see, let's hit it hard. And I think we, for the most part, we did that today.
Defensively, you looked fantastic out there. Taylor Siebert plays a good short. So does Anna Fallert at second base. Talk about the defense. Is it getting better as the season has gone along? Has it been a strong suit for you guys?
Oh, I put our defense against any defense around. We're a solid defensive team all the way around the field. Taylor's nails is sharp. She took one off the chin today and still threw her out at first. So we're good defensively.
And in every sense of the word, a collective effort defensively for you guys. As you mentioned, the one bouncing off the third baseman of Wood and rolling to Siebert, collected her thoughts, fielded it cleanly and made a good throw to first base.
Yeah, and Katie Hile behind the plate, she's a good catcher. We threw a girl out today at first, and I'm very pleased with the way we played today.
Speaking of that pickoff move to first base, you don't really see it a lot, girls getting picked off the bags. A lot of them, that once they get on first base, they're able to take second pretty easily, but heads-up play from Heil, a very Yadi Molina-esque type thing.
People don't steal on us very often. She's got a cannon back there, and she likes to throw it around, so she's respected.
Taylor Siebert, 3 runs for you, 4 ribbies for Anna Fallert. The 1-2-3 punch that you had at the top of the lineup was outstanding today. Talk about their performance all season and how it's been for you guys.
Well, Taylor's normally our catalyst. When Taylor rolls, we roll, but she struggled at the plate a little bit this year. So she's picking it up now. She had a good game today, and she made some contact yesterday. So hopefully she's picking up and getting out of her little slump.
District tournaments right around the corner for you guys. Is this pretty much the ideal kind of game that you want to play?
Yeah, I think so. We wanted to hit the ball and get things rolling and get a hot streak going and start playing some good ball.
As we just mentioned, top of the lineup has been fantastic for you all season. Would you like to see a little more production out of the 7, 8, 9 hitters?
Yeah, definitely. They've been struggling. We been putting everybody in that position, but we still can't find the right person that can drive the baseball, drive the softball.
All right, Coach, if you were to sum up today's events in just a couple of words, how are you liking your team moving forward?
I'm happy. I want to give a shout out to Autumn Nagger, though. She did a heck of a job in the circle today. She threw strikes and made them make plays, and when you got a defense like we have, you just throw strikes. She did a good job.
Yeah, certainly a strategy that is easily adoptable when you have the defense that you have. Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here today, And thanks for your time, and good luck the rest of the season. We'll see you in districts.
Thank you very much.
All right, Kurt Bosler, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, after their 16-1 dousing of the Arcadia Valley Tigers today. We're going to step aside and wrap up this one and get into our pregame set for Bismarck and West County up next on AM 800 KREI.